Podcast, where we share God's revealed word to bring healing, hope, and transformation with host Althea Lovell.
Welcome back, guys, to this week's episode. Do hope that you are having a wonderful week. I would like to begin by looking back at last episode, where we look at perseverance and determination and the story of Elisha and Elisha. And we learned that to be successful, we need to have perseverance and determination. I also learned too that Elisha was committed to getting all that Elisha had for him. We too must be committed to Holy Spirit in our daily walk. We must listen to him, let him anoint us, and let him guide us into all truth, because that's what God has given him to us. So this week, we'll be looking at the importance of walking in humility. We live in a world where we see self-promotion over humility. So every person is about themselves, and you see the arrogance and stuff like that. However, humility is a catalyst for personal growth and development. Some also see humility as a weakness. However, one thing I have learned is when you have humility, you are walking with wisdom. You see, humility brings peace. It gives freedom and self-love. It helps you to have a genuine love for others, and it builds trust and inspires loyalty. It also helps to set aside your ego-driven agendas and truly listen to the perspective and experiences and emotion of others. It's therefore important to cultivate and walk in humility, because it can foster positive change in our lives and the world around us. Our scripture text for today is taken from 2 Kings 5, 1-16. Now we'll be looking at the story of Naaman. Now, Naaman was a leper. In recent times, we have been hearing about cases of leprosy. So I want to begin by defining what is leprosy. Leprosy, also known as Hansen disease, is a disease that affects the skin. However, it is better classified as a disease of the nervous system, because the leprosy bacterium attacks the nerves. It's also known to occur from early childhood to old age. Today, it's curable, and it can be cured within 6 to 12 months of multi-drug therapy. In biblical times, however, this disease was considered a curse from God, often associated with sin. A person who contracted leprosy was called a leper. Those with leprosy were so despised, they lived in a community with other lepers until they got better or died. This was the only way the people knew how to contain the spread of the contagious forms of leprosy. In the New Testament, Jesus freely touched people with leprosy, even though traditionally the lepers suffered banishment from family and neighbors. Jesus treated the lepers with compassion, touching and healing them. Now this takes us to the story of Naaman. Naaman was a commander of the army of the king of Syria. He was a great man with his master and was held in high favor because the Lord had given him victory over Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. So you see here that Naaman, he had all of these accolades and stuff, but had a disease, which was leprosy. So even though he was held in high stature, underneath all his armors and stuff, his skin was rotting because of leprosy. So he needed to totally rely on God in this, because he had a disease that he needed healed. Right? So now, the young servant girl that was captured during the Assyrian raid, who was the maid of Naaman's wife, suggested to her that Naaman should go and see Prophet Elijah. He will heal him from his leprosy. So, it's not Naaman to the advice the servant girl had given to his wife. So then he went to the king and he told the king what the servant girl had said. So the king told him to go and he would give him a letter to take to the king of Israel. So he took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, you know that I have sent to you Naaman, my servant, that you may cure him of leprosy." And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man send word to me to cure a man of leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." So the king of Israel, he tore his clothes in distress, because then he was saying in his mind, why would the king send this letter to me knowing that I can't cure some person of leprosy, right? So the king was distressed. However, when Elijah heard that the king had torn his clothes, he sent to the king saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me now, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elijah's house. And Elijah sent a messenger to him saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." This made Naaman angry, and he went away saying, "I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the rivers of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, if the prophet has spoken a great word unto you, will you not have done it? He has actually said to you, wash and be clean." So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Now, we see with Naaman, he was given instructions by Prophet Elijah to go and dip in the dirty water in Jordan River. Not one time, but 7 times. What angered Naaman was that when he went to the prophet, how he greeted him. So this made him angry, because when he came to Elijah didn't come out and greet him. He didn't welcome him in his home. He didn't speak to him. He sent the messenger out to him and said to him, "Go and dip in the dirty river Jordan." And also, he expected Elijah to perform the miracle. Elijah didn't did it the way he anticipated. So all of this angered Naaman and he felt offended. That is why it's always good to have good people around you. Naaman had good caring servants around him and they encouraged him to listen to Prophet Elisha. So he went and he dipped in the River Jordan and he was cured. You see, sometimes our arrogance and our pride can stop us from receiving what God has for us. Naaman, though he was a leper, he still looked at his status and how well respected he was by people, and he expected the prophet to treat him how others had treated him, right? But Elijah just gave a word, so he felt offended by that. So you see here, Naaman operated in pride and arrogance, and he also had a spirit of offense. In Naaman's case, he needed healing, so he had to put aside his pride and his arrogance and his anger and his offense. What he did, he humbled himself, he listened, and he followed the instructions that Prophet Elisha had given to him. The question I would like to ask today is, what has God asked you to do that you simply don't want to? Because your disobedience can be hindering you from receiving your healing or breakthrough. Don't look by doing this. What will people look at you? What will people think of you? Don't look at it like that. Look at it as you have a need and God have given you the answer to that need. So simply just go and do what he asks you to do, because the people that have you at this high respected level, they can give you the answers to your healing or your breakthrough. So listen to the instructions of God that God has given to you. Remove the pride and do what God has called you to do to receive your breakthrough, your healing, or your deliverance. Just follow God's simple instructions. Be blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us today to always walk in humility before you. May we not let arrogance and pride stop us from receiving our blessing or breakthrough. Help us to trust you with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. In all our ways, may we acknowledge you and let you guide and direct our paths. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to hear our latest episodes. Also, grab our free ebook, Breakthrough Praise, when you sign up for our weekly newsletter at www.spirituallyconnected.today. In the comments, you can share your experiences and insight with us. Until next time, bye.